Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Good morning and welcome to hour number two of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Some of your top stories. Judge dismisses the indictment against James Comey and also Letitia James. Pam Bondi will have none of that. She'll be back at it. They'll refile. The reason for it was apparently the district, the federal attorney in the Southern District, I guess it was. Anyway, wasn't officially appointed or wasn't a legal appointment, something like that. And now they found a found a little loophole there, and
they just won't stop, will they?
Well, no.
No.
And you know what? While we're at it, let's play the soundbite of this arrogant ass of a human being and listen to what he says.
This case mattered to me personally, obviously, but it matters most because a message has to be sent that the President of the United States cannot use the Department of Justice to target his political enemies.
Is that the biggest joke you've ever heard in your life? But it's not funny.
It is so ridiculous. It's exactly what was going on and how the government was being used to hurt Trump in any way, shape, or form. They used anything they could. Yeah. And for him to come out and say that, I mean, even for him, I don't know. It takes a special person to be able to lie in such an obvious way. Now, you also know one of the big stories is the Democrats who put together a video basically telling the military, you know, don't follow orders. Don't follow illegal orders. Okay? So they're trained into what they can and can't do. It's pretty thorough. You follow orders, unless the orders are ridiculous, turning guns on Americans or whatever. Why did they do that? They just wanted to stir it up. Well, one of them was Mark Kelly. He's a senator from Arizona, a Democrat, of course. Well, you know what? They're going after him, and they're saying, hey, what you did, what you said is wrong. You're basically telling people not to listen to the orders of the commander-in-chief. Yeah, that's a problem. So now you've got this Senator Ruben Gallego, his fellow Democrat from Arizona, warning military members. Okay, listen to this. Warning the military members that there will be consequences if they allow Senator Mark Kelly to be court-martialed. In other words, he's threatening them. So here it is. You know, sedition and then threats made. And these people are getting away with this kind of behavior.
Oh, man.
He can't. He's threatening them.
It's crazy.
There will be consequences. That's a threat.
Uh-huh.
Gallego reacted to the Department of War's announcement earlier that day on X that it launched a formal review into allegations of misconduct against Kelly, a retired Navy captain, over his role in a controversial video urging service members to refuse illegal orders from President Donald Trump. Gallego was talking to CNN's Cassie Hunt that he has faith in the U.S. military and the justice system to handle the case properly, adding that officers know there would be fallout if they tried to railroad Kelly.
Oh, man.
So apparently he's already made up his mind, and then he's saying there'll be consequences, and he's threatening.
Wow.
Donald Trump is going to be gone in a couple of years, Gallego said. And if you're part of the military, what is going after sitting senators, sitting members of Congress, and part of the weaponization of government, there will be consequences without a doubt. Once again, we have this coming up, the weaponization of government. Do you know, we never really heard that term until the government was weaponized against Donald J. Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And when that started to catch on a little bit, and we even have our Congresswoman Kat Kamick sits on a committee dealing with weaponization of government. Once the Democrats saw that this thing could have traction, they immediately went into hyperdrive and saying that they're victims of the weaponization of government. It's crazy. This guy Gallego said, I think there's going to be a lot of officers that will be part of this potential tribunal, if they want to call it that, that will be looking over their shoulders because they know that Donald Trump will be gone and they will not have that protection. They're going to have to do the safest thing possible, which is follow the Constitution of the United States and you'll be fine. It doesn't sound like maybe Gallego or Mark Kelly have really looked into the constitutionality. And, and Mark Kelly, that's why they're going after him, because he was a former Navy captain.
Yeah.
He knows better, for sure.
He does.
Once again, here we have Democrats putting politics above everything else.
Yep.
The Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Donnie, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. You know, this... the dropping of the, or the throwing out of the Comey and Letitia James charges just goes to show how embedded these people are into the system. The appointment of Lindsey Halligan, I don't know the legalities of it, but there's two sides to that story, whether it's legal or illegal. Just like there were two sides of the Jack Smith, whether he was legally or illegally appointed. But D.C., there is no way in the world they're not going to rule for Democrats. And that's something I guess we're going to have to understand. We understand it. I guess we're going to have to live with it. I just hope they refile the charges because they can and do all the appeals they can and drag it out as long as they can because they deserve it.
Yeah, and make their lives miserable just like they did to Donald Trump. Yeah, it's, again, this whole thing is very, very frustrating because you have judges. You know, they're sworn in. They're supposed to believe in our system of justice, which is justice is blind. You're a judge, and you're actually putting an agenda and partisan politics ahead of true judgment. And that is frightening. Yeah, as we see this gap and this divide widen between left and right, these judges are forgetting about really the rule of law comes secondary to furthering the left's agenda. That's at least how it appears to me. 7:14 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got a lot of other stories coming up, including the Trump White House expected to unveil a healthcare policy framework that hopefully would lower costs and extend expiring Obamacare subsidies. Is that designed to make the Democrats happy? I doubt they'll settle even if they get what they've asked for in the past.
No.
I think we're going to have more problems coming our way, but we'll see. MS Now and Politico reported that the health care policy framework would include a two-year extension of the expiring enhanced premium tax credits, otherwise known as Obamacare subsidies, which would otherwise expire at the end of the year. The proposal could be unveiled as early as this coming Monday. Yep. Hmm. We'll see. That's a big, big, big old deal, the whole healthcare thing and the government's role in it and all that. It's almost like you got to reexamine the whole thing, start from scratch, and think way outside the box. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts like Apple, Spotify, iHeart. You just hit subscribe. Coming up next, what's bugging you? Call now, 877-975-9825. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control is next.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Bug up the old pie hole.
I
eh?
Hate when that happens.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just do not like that. It doesn't
Good
sound
morning.
Comfy at all.
And welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:22 right now. Time for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Please don't be one of those. All right, 877-975-9825. Pam, what's bugging you?
Oh, getting old and forgetful. So yesterday I couldn't call you about what's bugging you because I forgot my phone at home. I was already halfway to work, and I had to turn around and go back to Archer, and then I was late to work. And, you know, remember when back in the olden days when you couldn't forget your phone because it was attached to your house?
Yes, I do. All right. Wow. Yeah, man. I mean, life is tough without your phone.
Oh, man, we are so, I'm addicted.
How many phone numbers do you actually, like, know by heart? Because you're used to just punching in somebody's name.
I know my first phone number from when I was, like, 5 years old.
Same here.
Yeah, but now? Nah.
Nope. Yeah. Let's go to Patty. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is that our founders prepared for the possibility of outsiders taking over our country, and we the people are not aware of it. A constitutional attorney told me when Barack Obama was running that our Constitution states that for the office of president, he or she must be born in this country, but both parents must be born in this country. They wanted to ensure that the person running these United States would be raised in an environment of dedication and allegiance to the United States. Obama was not eligible to run. His father was not born here. Marco Rubio is not eligible, and he's a great guy. But if we allow that to happen again, we won't be able to stop it when they elect Mondami or someone like that to the office. And that's bugging me, and I hope you guys will check it out further.
Yeah, I'll look into it because I know we examined this whole thing when Trump actually brought up the idea of the birth certificate and all of that.
Right. Yeah.
If that's been established, well, we'll look into it.
Yeah.
877-975-9825. Call in now. And good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Yes, sir. I was talking about before how exasperating it is to hear that case about the 2001 repeat felonies guy caught trying to steal a gun, trying to sell a gun he shouldn't have, who should have been in prison. Had to be a demon rat judge or judges who kept, you know, imperiling our lives by letting this creep out over and over and over again. Slide through and right back on the streets. Supposed to be a justice system, right? No. But it might be interesting radio to have the judges on your radio show and pin their damn hearts to the wall.
They don't want to be on the Bob Rose show.
That's why they don't want to be on. Yeah. And we've tried it before when they're, like, running for office.
Yeah,
but they can't talk about any issue because if a case comes before them, theoretically, they'd have to recuse themselves because they already made they already are showing some sort of bias one way or another.
Yeah, but,
so they're not very interesting.
But that is the frustration, is because they are supposed to not have a bias or a predetermined opinion on something, yet we see all these judges. They've been appointed by Clinton, Obama, you know, Biden. And it's like the decisions they make, you just kind of shake your head and go, well, that was, and I know we've all got our own filter, but it's like you couldn't get more obviously biased on a decision than the one you just made.
You shouldn't be able to tell whether that judge was appointed by a Democrat or a Republican based on their rulings, because like I've said many times before, justice literally is supposed to be blind. Lady Justice has a blindfold on for a reason.
She's not supposed to be stupid, just blind.
Right.
Yeah.
So that she doesn't have a bias.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, like Greg, I remember my childhood phone number also. But what's bugging me, and you beat me to the chase yet again, it's this whole Comey and Letitia James thing. Apparently, the federal district court judges did not get the memo from the Supreme Court for like the 37th time. It sounds like Comey's just doing a self-inflicted, no reasonable prosecutor would act on this for himself. It's just sickening, and it's got to stop. Thanks, guys.
Oh, no, thank you. It's it is frustrating, exasperating. Mm-hmm. It's all the above. I mean, this is what we do for a living. Greg and I, you know, we scour, we look for information, we share that with people. So, you know, you can't pull the wool over our eyes. Look, we don't always get it 100% right. We're only as good as the information that we can get. But, you know, at the end of the day, when it's simple as looking back, Just a few years.
Yes.
I mean, the Democrats are like, do they think everybody has these super short memories? And maybe they do. And maybe they think that, yeah, you're just a bunch of, pop culture idiots, and we can say whatever we want and nobody's going to check it out. Well, partially because they don't. Like the, right. The lefty media, they're, because what are they going to do? Can always be, apologizing, retracting.
Right.
Always. Because that's what they'd end up doing.
Oh, absolutely. It's a mess.
And this MS Now, that used to be MSNBC, they tried to put forward this commercial. I actually saw it on Fox, which is weird. Must have been like the cable that, they bought it through the cable. Seriously. We'll talk about it coming up in a little bit. I found it quite irritating. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Aw, sweet little Greta is in the news again.
Little Greta?
Yeah, little Greta.
Little Thunberg?
Yes. She's in the news again. I'll get to that in a moment. Good morning and welcome at 7:34, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, top stories. Judge dismisses the Comey and Letitia James indictment. They're saying that the appointment of the prosecutor was somehow not proper.
Okay.
And Pam Bondi, not happy.
What a stretch to go to find a loophole, Well, they shouldn't have even had the job. Really?
Well, remember, I mean, it's James Comey. He's the same guy that rattled off a list of reasons why, you know, Hillary Clinton should be in prison and the key thrown away. And then at the end of it says no reasonable prosecutor would proceed with this. Yeah.
It was a slam dunk the way he presented that.
Maybe he meant no reasonable prosecutor wants to get Vince fostered. Maybe that's what he meant. Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, now we are. All right. So you want to know about our little friend,
Greta
Thunberg.
Uh-huh.
She's acting up in Venice, throwing dye in the water.
What?
Yeah.
I hope it was healthy and nothing that's going to hurt Mother Earth.
Yeah, no, it's probably natural or whatever, but
okay.
We don't want people acting up like that.
No, it's not nice.
Tourism is extremely important to that area. A lot of people make their livelihood off of it. I have had the pleasure of visiting there and staying there, in fact. It's wonderful, beautiful. Loved everywhere I visited in Italy. But climate activist Greta Thunberg, you know, they catch her doing this stuff, and they slap a ban on her. You can't come into Venice, Italy. And I'm like, right on.
Okay, it's cool.
Yeah, for 48 hours.
What?
Yeah, 48-hour ban.
How goofy is that?
Very goofy.
Then don't do anything.
She was joining Extinction Rebellion protesters in dyeing the Grand Canal bright green. The Swedish activist, 22 now, was also fined $172, whippy-doo-dah day, along with roughly 35 other demonstrators involved in the action, according to The Telegraph. Extinction Rebellion said the dye used was a fluorescent, non-toxic tracer commonly employed in environmental studies, such as tracking water flows or monitoring leaks. Okay. The group reportedly insisted the dye posed no ecological threat. The group also argued that the stunt was designed to, quote, draw attention to the massive effects of climate collapse, and claim that Venice is among Europe's most vulnerable cities due to rising sea levels and increasingly frequent flooding.
Hey, do they understand that Venice has like pretty much been underwater, kind of all along? Really? I mean, sort of.
Right. It was built on timbers that they drove into the seabed or whatever. And they do have flooding.
Sure.
It's called high tide. Jeez. Oh, these people. I mean, come on. If you go by what they were telling us.
Every one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Venice would definitely be completely underwater by now. Mm-hmm. We all know that. Her protest took place just as the COP30 United Nations Climate Conference ended in Brazil in Extinction Rebellion coordinating actions in 10 Italian cities. So, yeah, we've had this climate conference in Brazil where they mowed down a bunch of trees, by the way, a lot of them, so that people would have access to where they were holding this conference. I mean, they destroyed portions of a rainforest.
How's that for irony?
I mean, this is who they are. They're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They're kooky people. And they're being used, by the way. The whole green deal and all that, the whole green thing, it was fake from the beginning. And these people are the useful idiots. Anyway, they coordinated actions in 10 Italian cities. These included dyeing fountains in Genoa and Padova, turning rivers green in Turin, Bologna and Toronto. Why? To draw attention. Okay.
Amazing.
Meanwhile, you might have the trip of a lifetime. You've spent, a lot of your life savings to get to Italy, and you're taking photos of Venice.
Yeah.
And the water is a weird fluorescent color green.
Thanks, Greta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's... Can't we find something for her to do that's actually, useful?
Yeah. I think modeling school is out.
Hey, the White House is supposed to unveil a healthcare framework that's supposedly going to lower costs. There's a little bit of a catch, though. Apparently, this could include a 2-year extension of the expiring Obamacare subsidies. The plan would lower limits on income eligibility for the credits and set minimum premium payments. The proposed eligibility cap would set the subsidies at 700% of the federal poverty line. Republicans have complained that with the current Obamacare enhanced subsidy scheme, wealthy Americans would benefit from the subsidies in what was meant to be a temporary coronavirus era benefit. And that's all true. So why do they want to extend them for another 2 years?
I don't know.
I mean, the whole bill had that sunset provision, you know, put in it for a reason. Is this the carrot that they're going to dangle out there to try to get something done? I don't know. Good luck. It feels like caving in to me, but but I need to read more about it. And so when they unveil it, which could be, I guess, Monday, as early as Monday, we'll all get a chance to kind of look it over. A federal judge, here we go again, appointed by former President Bill Clinton, has temporarily halted Trump's Internal Revenue Services from helping Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents locate illegal aliens using tax information. Last week, United States District Judge Colleen Collar-Catelli for the District of Columbia issued a stay or preliminary injunction to prevent the IRS from handing over tax information to ICE agents seeking to locate illegal aliens. Plaintiffs have shown a substantial likelihood that both the IRS's implementation of the address sharing policy and its subsequent sharing of taxpayer info with ICE were unlawful under the Administrative Procedure Act. That's according to the judge.
Okay.
He said that this whole thing is arbitrary and capricious because the IRS failed to recognize that it was departing from its prior policy of strict confidentiality, failed to consider the reliance interests that were engendered to its prior policy of strict confidentiality, failed to provide a reasoned explanation for the new policy. So, once again, you know, you're going to have another court battle fought. And does it matter what the crime is? In other words, if they're, let's say they're an illegal alien and, okay, you want to set standards where you say, okay, that's privileged information. We're not just going to give it away.
Right.
But what if they, what if they're also either accused or have been adjudicated guilty of a serious crime, a heinous crime?
Well, did he go back? Because I guess there's some specifics on it. Because we had a ruling by the Supreme Court that these district judges. Now, I know that one, I guess, had to do with like international things, but it's like, it just seems like there's so much overreach at this judicial level. It just doesn't seem right.
It's agenda filled. Look, the IRS has been an excellent tool for law enforcement. That's how they got Al Capone. They got him on tax evasion, nothing else. And he was a ruthless, murdering thug. So, yeah, the IRS has helped in a lot of different cases. And why would this be any different?
Right.
These are lawbreakers. And if you have appropriate information where we can locate them, then we can get them into the system. And if that means, you know, that they're going to be held for a while and then sent home, you know, that's the deal.
Look at the irony in our society as the left sees it. They don't want government agencies to help find criminals, but they want banks and credit card companies to find out who bought ammo or guns so they can hold that against you.
Yeah.
I mean, what a messed up system we've got going on here.
Yeah, they want to protect your privacy only if it benefits their agenda.
But if you're an American citizen utilizing your rights under our Constitution, you know, you might need tracked.
Well, it, you know what it almost sounds like, Greg, and man, I'm going out there a little bit.
Oh, no, I know.
It sounds a lot like the lefties, the Democrats, and these lefty appointee judges.
Are you going to use the A word?
They seem to be more in favor of looking out and protecting illegals than American citizens. In other words, the illegals enjoy additional rights.
It's like they're being authoritarian.
Yes, it is.
I didn't think they liked that sort of thing.
Well, no, they specifically call you what they are.
Oh, there's that. Yes.
They learned that from their Uncle Carl. Crazy Uncle Carl Marx, that
the
is.
The Marx Brothers. Yeah. He was the he was the non-funny one.
Yeah. Yes. And he didn't smoke a cigar either.
Yeah.
Right? Hmm. I do have the right family, don't I?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Many more headlines, more information, and veterans building solutions. Martell Reed will join us coming up at 8:05 on 97.3 The Sky. Do not slurp the hand that feeds you.
Do not slurp.
Do not slurp.
Wow.
You know what slurping is?
Yeah, like a Slurpee.
No. Well, yeah.
See? Yeah.
Don't do that with your soup.
Oh, no, that's rude.
I'll explain why.
Yeah.
Coming up in just a minute.
Okay. And now manners from Bob.
Wow. A little kind of sarcasm or something going on there? I'm not sure. Yeah. I always, you know, fall on the side of, he must not mean it that way. It's Greg. Would never mean it that way. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And yeah, you work for a big soup company.
Yeah.
You don't really want to say that, you know, your soup is for poor people.
What?
Because you want to sell your soup to everyone.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lawsuit out that claims that a Campbell's Soup executive called its product food for poor people, dismissing it as bioengineered meat that nobody would be caught dead eating.
Wow.
That's why bite the hand that feeds you? No. Don't slurp the hand that feeds you either.
Okay, now we get it.
Filed in Michigan last week by Robert Garza, former cybersecurity analyst for the company, the lawsuit claims that Campbell's executive, Martin Bailey, made the offensive remarks during a meeting November of 24, which was intended to discuss his salary. So I would imagine if you're discussing your salary, wouldn't you want to be a little bit more positive about the product? According to the lawsuit, Bailey made several comments about Indian workers and said that Campbell's is highly processed food for poor people. Garza said he informed his manager, J.D. Perley, and about the comments on January 10th and claims that Perley did not encourage him to report the incident to human resources. Bailey also reportedly said, we have stuff for blanking poor people. Who buys our stuff? I don't buy Campbell's products barely anymore. It's not healthy now that I know that what the blank is in it. Wow.
Unreal. Wow.
Pretty strong yeah. words. Yeah. Now look, the old fashioned, I mean, I have memories of that, you know. That's it. You make the chicken noodle soup. You know, and I don't know, it reminds you of mom, reminds you, you know, you're going to be feeling better soon, maybe something like that. And yeah, as I got older, my soup seemed to me to be, you know, a bit watered down. Well, it actually was where you added some water to it. Remember that? But Campbell's also makes like a higher line, if you call it that, where you don't add water, where it is thicker and meatier and all that.
Yeah.
So what's this guy's problem?
Or right now, maybe a job.
Yeah. And by the way, when you're out and you need cream of mushroom or cream of chicken.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you're going to do.
Yes.
I would think.
Yep.
So, yeah, not real smart. Garza claimed that his employment with the company was terminated and that a recording exists of the conversation between him and Bailey. James Reagan, a Campbell spokesperson, said the company had no awareness of the recording that aired on Detroit television station.
No.
The company said that Bailey, vice president and chief information security officer, will be on leave during the investigation.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah, you don't need to secure your computers. You need to secure that guy's pie hole.
Wow.
Imagine that.
That is just, that's just really stupid. Why would you do that?
Oh, and by the way, James Uffmeyer, the attorney general here in Florida, you know, he caught wind of this whole thing, and he said, you know what? We're going to investigate the quality of their products.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, it's because, remember he said.
Yeah, he said it.
Well, he said something about bioengineered meat.
Right.
That's what sets off bells and whistles. As you know, here in Florida, we don't allow for lab-grown meat.
Right.
So if that's what was meant by that, bioengineered, then, yeah, you're not going to be able to sell, they won't be able to sell their soup in the state of Florida. Yeah, and the AG said, our Consumer Protection Division is launching an investigation and will demand answers from Campbell's. If the comments were, in fact, made, they're unacceptable, the company said. We are proud of the food we make, the people who make it, and the high-quality ingredients we use. The comments on the recording are not only inaccurate, they are patently absurd. The company further defended the quality of its products. Quote, keep in mind, the alleged comments are made by an IT person who has nothing to do with how we make our food. Now, you know what the guy probably did? Probably went on the internet. Mm. And that's the information he got back.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's an IT guy. Instead of actually going into, hey, I'd like to tour the kitchens. I'd like to see what's being put in there.
Right.
Instead, he just mouthed off. Now?
Not smart.
Now he's in the soup line.
Wow.
Oh, that was so good.
That was, yeah.
Oh, that was good.
That was something else.
Dad joke of the year.
Oh, no, there'll be more. The year's not over yet.
No, but that's going to be high up. When we do the Dad Joke of the Year award ceremony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be a finalist.
During our, like, 64 days off, coming up soon.
Watch it now. We'll get us in trouble.
Shush it. Shush it, Bob. Yeah. Simmer down, Bob.
Yeah, the king of
Simmer
me.
Down like soup.
Yes, exactly.
Simmer down. I don't know. What's your favorite soup?
Boy, I've not given that any thought at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, give me a couple off the top of your head that you really like.
I guess I don't eat soup that much. To think about it. I mean, I like something with some beef
in
it.
So you are too good for soup. It's food for poor people, huh?
Wow.
Hey, Greg does live the high life, I got to tell you. The guy dines out 5 days a week, so I'm not surprised that he never has to settle for soup.
Don't know that a sausage egg McMuffin really counts as dining out.
Poor Greg. Mine, growing up, was Campbell's vegetable beef.
Yeah, well, I see.
That was my go-to 100%.
That's a good one.
Not like the one that has, what's it, like the barley or something in it? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
No, Greg doesn't know. He doesn't live in the same world we do. He's an elitist. More to come.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.